Birds featuring Katie Irwin. And that wraps things up for hour one of the program. Coming up in hour two, more with the Down East Boys and a spotlight visit with the Apostolic Boys.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, as we are now into the 7 o'clock hour. Thank you for coming along. Hopefully your start to the day is going well. As for our forecast today, well, it's going to be warm, at least, and could be seeing those warm temperatures start out the week for us as well. Highs of around 80 today, partly cloudy to sunny, mostly clear tonight, lows down to 50, sunny to partly cloudy again Monday with highs of 81, and then Tuesday starting to cool down a little bit, a mix of sun and clouds, isolated showers or sprinkles possible, highs in the mid-70s. But right now, with light southeast winds, it's 43 degrees.
The Gospel Grace.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of the Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about their greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up in hour two, we'll have more with the Down East Boys.
And I love seeing people's faces whenever we all come together.
Plus, a spotlight visit with the Apostolic Boys.
What we titled the album, The Songs We Want to Sing, and it's nine classic Southern gospel songs that most people would remember from like the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
It's all great gospel coming up in hour two of the Gospel Greats.
Trials and troubles have marked this road we're on. We've been listening for a trumpet sound.
Glory coming soon, glory coming true, calling me anew to stream.
With Glory Up Ahead. Our featured artist lives right up the road from the Hoppers in Reidsville, North Carolina, the Down East Boys. Their new album is called Something to Shout About. Ricky Carton talks about one of the great new songs on the project.
This is another Diane Wilkinson song and another new song from her that she left us just with some of these little nuggets that we're still finding. And she always wrote a great quartet song that just gave you that hop and that feel. And so this is kind of what we call an all skate. That's what we'd call it on stage. Everybody joins in from the beginning and we sing it all the way through. But a really neat quartet, moving along song that we usually use second or third in the program every night. And just a nice song to sing. And I think the folks who love good quartet music and they love to hear all the parts, they'll hear what Diane did with this one.
That's Ricky Carton, and here are the Down East Boys with Journey to His Throne.
I went down to an old-time altar. I got up a new man. I left that road that was paved with heartache bound for a heavenly land. I made a right turn on the grand old highway, started looking ahead. I found this road to be better than my way, walking where Jesus led.
Until we reach our home that's shining bright.
I left behind
Brownish Boys with Journey to His Throne. It's time for fun facts about Ricky Carton.
The first song I ever sang in church was a song called Out of This World by the Pains. My mom and a good friend of ours who is a DJ at our radio station here in Greensboro, North Carolina, Dave Compton, they invited me to learn the song and, hey, let's try to sing as a trio. And so the very first song I sang at 13 years old in church as a solo was Out of This World by the Pains. My favorite food is always steak. I love a good ribeye steak, and it's got to be medium rare. I love to turkey hunt. I love to hunt all year long. I love deer hunting. I love fishing. I love the outdoors. But my favorite is to turkey hunt, and I've been doing that for years and years. And it's great to get out in the woods and in a quiet time and just enjoy the peacefulness of hunting and being out in the outdoors. And it gives you a lot of time to think and a lot of time to reflect. I love baseball, and I love the New York Yankees. And so win, lose, or draw, I'm a diehard New York Yankees fan, and I love baseball. I played baseball in high school and then started singing. And so it's always been a real passion for me is baseball. That's my favorite sport. And I love to cook. One of the things that I get to do at home is cook supper for me and my wife. She works during the day, and so I try to have meals prepared at home. But the thing I love to cook the most is on my smoker. I have a smoker outside, and I love to smoke different meats. That's a real fun thing for me to do, and kind of gets me outside and allows me some time just to hang out around the home and do some cooking. So another favorite thing of mine that most people don't know is I love to smoke meat on the grill.
Fun facts about Ricky Carton. He is a gospel great. Caden Howell talks about another upbeat tune called Mercy River.
And it's your standard quartet, three chords and a cloud of dust. Tenderman over here takes the very last chorus. It just builds the whole song. And I think it's a good song that folks have heard us do, especially in concert that we've staged the last month or two, maybe. And I love seeing people's faces whenever we all come together, because some folks just kind of sit back like, okay, these guys are for real. Okay, here we go. It is a really cool tune, and I'm honored that I get to do it. I am, really.
The baby's cry in Bethlehem broke through one silent night when heaven's child from up above came down to bring us light. God's plan. Christ came to show the Father's love and save the souls of man. The loving God Jehovah gave his only Son to die. A sinless lamb on Calvary laid his life on the line. Three rusty nails ripped through his flesh and deep into the cross, but his love for sinners cut. Mercy River started flowing from the Savior's wounded side, so by grace and faith all sinners could be saved. Mercy River has flowed over me from banks so deep and wide, its crimson waters wash my sins away. Mercy River is still changing lives today.
Mercy River, that's the Down East Boys right here on the Gospel Greats. We'll have a few more songs with them later on. In just a moment, our Spotlight Artist of the Week, the Apostolic Boys.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The Gospel Grace!
Hello, friend, and welcome back. Our Spotlight Artist of the Week is the Apostolic Boys, featuring Jeremy Peace on tenor, Jared Pace on lead, Joel Pace Sr. on baritone, Troy Roach on bass, and Joel Pace Jr. on piano. They were a big hit at the National Quartet Convention this year. Many of you have known Jeremy Peace from his time with the Old Paths Quartet and the Lefevre Quartet. Jeremy tells us how he connected with the Apostolic Boys.
The Lord allowed an opportunity for me to meet these gentlemen at a concert in Terrell, Texas. And they've been singing. Y'all been singing 20-something years?
25 years.
Their first concert was live in the deep in the heart of Texas. It was a cathedral. It was a live video that the cathedrals put out in the 90s, and they were all just kids. And so that was their first Southern Gospel concert. And from that point forward, they worked and practiced and wanted to be their own young quartet, you know, just as young teens.
Yeah.
And so I met them in Terrell, Texas. They can come introduce themselves. And so the church that I was going to, Brother Pace is a pastor, and he knew my pastor. And they wanted to come do a recording, but they needed a with their family group. But they also had a quartet, and they needed a tenor singer. And they asked me what I thought about singing one with them at our home church. They were going to record with me and then sing at our home church that weekend. And I said, yeah, I'll sing some around, you know. And we just kicked around the idea, you know, what if we just got together and started singing some? And so it turned into this.
Not only does Jeremy sing tenor with the group, but he also produced their newest album.
Like, let's pick out 9 songs that we all know that we can do that we want to sing. And so we picked them out, and that's what we titled the album, The Songs We Want to Sing. And it's 9 classic Southern gospel songs that most people would remember from like the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
That's Jeremy Peace. The first cut on the project is the Goodman's classic, What a Beautiful Day. Jared Pace tells us about the song.
Just a beautiful song, and of course, a beautiful message that we live our life, that every day, this could be the day when the trumpet sounds. This could be the day when Jesus comes again to take us all home. That's what we're living for. That's what we're working for.
That's Jared Pace, and here are the Apostolic Boys with What a Beautiful Day.
As I wake up with the morning of each day that passes by, and I listen to the sound upon my
day, the Apostolic Boys. The group often travels with Pastor Joel Pace Sr., who also sings baritone with the group, and they provide music before the message. Pastor Joel talks about one of his favorites on the project.
It's a beautiful song. It's about the land of the living and there where there's only life. And Jesus Christ is that life. And when we receive him, we receive life. And that resurrection life is what resurrects us out of here. The Bible says that same spirit which raised up Jesus from the dead, if it dwell in you, it shall quicken, give life to your mortal body. And that's where we go, to a place of the land of the living.
That's Joel Pace Sr. And here are the Apostolic Boys with Land of the Living.
There's a place of dazzling beauty no human eye has ever seen, with gates of pearl and streets paved with gold. It's a land of milk and honey. Oh, it's more than just a dream. It's the land of life beyond the crystal sea. It's the land of life where living is forever, where the sting of death will claim no victory. A passing shadow till we reach the land of living beyond the crystal sea. The sun is now.
The Apostolic Boys. Jeremy Peace was looking for a song that would vocally challenge him and be a fun song for the group to sing.
This one came in, and I thought, man, I haven't thought about this song in forever. So when I was a teenager, there was a group called The Anchorman, and they had a video called Spirit Live, and there was a tenor singer, Brian Ruth, and man, he just stand flat foot and just sing. No red face. Just stand flat foot and just sing as high as he wanted. And as a teenager, I'm like, man, I'd love to be able to do that. But I'd never heard anybody else do the song again. And I don't know if it's just in the way everybody's afraid to attempt it or try it. I don't know. And I thought, well, I think I'll be brave and try it and just see how it goes.
That's Jeremy Peace, and here are the Apostolic Boys with There's a Land.
Yes, I know my Lord is.
the Apostolic Boys from their project Songs We Want to Sing. You can find out more about them by visiting them on social media or online at apboys.com. Again, that's apboys.com. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have more with our featured artist, the Down East Boys. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
Hi, I'm Kim. My family are all U.S. Cellular customers, so when they asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back, my mom was so excited. So, Us Days, exclusive offers just for us customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Hey, Mom. I know, right? Such a great deal. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back with exclusive offers just for us. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Act of portrayal.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
There you go. Here on WRCO, Bo Hendricks with you as we're 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock, our morning news around the corner. So be sure to tune in for that, and we'll tell you what's been going on, what's to come. Packer football, they'll be getting underway at 10 o'clock pregame time this morning, noon kickoff time, all here on WRCO. It is 43 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. In just a moment, we'll have more with the Down East Boys. Right now, Buddy Mullins of the Booth Brothers is out with a solo project called Fearless. Here's Buddy with backup from the Gaither Vocal Band. Moment of Hope.
Oh, I'm tired of being fearful, depressed and all alone. I'm sick of feeling helpless, like all my hope is gone. I'm through with feeling worthless, focused only on the pain. I'm gonna claim my freedom right here today. I'll start with being thankful for every breath I take. Live a life that's grateful. Whatever comes my way, I'm choosing to be joyful. In every circumstance, in shadow or in sunlight, I'll lift my hands. Yeah, out on the street,
acting like an orphan.
When I have a family, living like an outcast, saying that I don't belong. When I have a father who calls me his own, and I'll shout, I'll sing, no matter what surrounds me, I'll dare believe I can only last so long. I'll trust, I'll cling, holding to the higher power.
Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives today. We'll shout, we'll sing, we'll dance. We'll shout, we'll sing, we'll dance.
That's Buddy Mullins with backup from the Gaither Vocal Band. Our featured artist today is the Down East Boys. Their new album is called Something to Shout About. Ricky Carton talks about another Diane Wilkinson song on the project called I Have a New Name.
I'm glad when I got saved, I have a new name now written down in glory. My life was changed because of what he did. And Diane was always one to write to send people to the cross. Diane always sent people to a saving message when she wrote her songs. And I believe that's what this song does, sir, and very intentionally. And when people hear this, I hope that's the message they get out of it. But what a powerful writer, what a great lady, and I'm honored that we could still have her music even after she's gone home to be with the Lord. We still get to record new songs with Diane Wilkinson, and that's an honor for me.
That's Ricky Carton, and here are the Down East Boys with I Have a New Name.
I was once called a doubter in the days of my youth. If you said I was lost and called me condemned, you'd have told me the truth. I was hopeless and helpless, no peace for my soul. But on the day I got saved, everything changed. This one thing I know, I have a new name.
I have a new name.
And God wrote it down.
And God wrote it down
in the Lamb's Book of Life.
The Lamb's Book of Life.
That's where it is found.
That's where it is found.
To the world. you could call me redeemed. I would answer, Christian, a slave who set free, now a child of the King. When the Lord calls us righteous, we can boldly proclaim, like Peter and Paul, like the saints one and all, I have a new name.
I have a new name.
I have a new name.
And God wrote it down.
And God wrote it down.
In the Lamb's Book of Life.
The Lamb's Book of Life.
That's where it is found.
That's where it is found.
To the world I'm the number. That's all I'm the king.
But in the place where it counts, no fear and no doubt, I have a new name.
To the world I'm a number. That's all I'm the king.
But in the place where it counts, no fear and no doubt, I have a new name. Let the world hear me shout, you can't.
That's the Down East Boys. The group's tenor singer, Doug Pittman, is a classically trained singer, and you better believe that he's going to stretch his legs and hit a home run with some power ballad on this new recording.
The bridge of the song gets me every time. It says, when anyone else would be a better choice, when anyone else would be easy to restore, you say someone like me, after all that I've done, could be ransomed and redeemed. It's just a powerful, powerful moment in the song, but it pulls it way, way back. And I think it's relatable to everyone. For God so loved the world that he gave the world, not just me individually, not just, he loved everyone. He sees you where you are. He knows what you've done, and he loves you in spite of yourself. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's his wish for every one of us, and I think that's what makes the song so powerful, because it meets us exactly where we are.
That's Doug Pittman, and here are the Down East Boys with Someone Like Me.
There's a verse in the Bible I learned as a child. It's the beautiful promise of John 3:16, how God sent his only Son, that whosoever will may come. And though I didn't understand a thing, now I can see that
someone like me, after all that I've done, could be ransomed and redeemed by God's only Son. Now eternity awaits for those who believe. I'm glad that whosoever will came calling down from Calvary's hill to gladly welcome someone like me.
Stretched arms embraced the thief upon the cross, and your broken heart forgave the men who nailed you to that tree. Still I can't conceive the grace or the depths of love.
could be ransomed and redeemed by God's only Son. Now eternity awaits for those who believe. I'm glad that whosoever will came calling down from Calvary's hill to gladly welcome someone like me.
Someone like me. That's the Down East Boys. What a talented group. They've been our featured artist today. Coming up in just a moment, Kristen Bearfield of High Road out with a new single, plus the latest from the Steels coming up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, the latest from the Steels. Kristen Bearfield of High Road has just released a new song that features one of her friends, Karen Peck Gooch. It's called Country Faith.
A little more country, a little more faith. A little more country, a little more faith. A little more down home, a little more grace. There's a song in your heart and a smile on your face. Thank you.
Faith. That's Kristen Bearfield with special guest Karen Peck Gooch. Brad Steele talks about the lyric of the Steels' new song, On the King's Shoulders.
The message, I think, is that in life, I can barely handle my own stuff. You know, I can barely cope with what I'm going through, but God is big enough to know about all of our struggles, and He can bear it all.
That's Brad Steele, and here are the Steels with On the King's Shoulders.
Each burden has a resting place, every heartache has a home, where worries all get much lighter, 'cause He will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder. You can place everything on the King's shoulders. Every sin and addiction, or if you have an affliction, if it's depression you face, He can bear the weight. Each burden has a resting place, every heartache has a home, where worries all get much lighter, 'cause He will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder. You can place everything on the King's shoulders. If a storm has surprised you, there's someone walking beside you. He has power in His hand, and He will help you stand. Each burden has a resting place, every heartache has a home, where worries all get much lighter, 'cause He will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder.